House Bill 1008 is up for consideration. It revises certain election provisions and terminology. Mr. Nelson, welcome back.
Thank you. This bill might be called kind of the omnibus bill, touching a lot of different sections of statute. The primary focus of this bill is again in reflection to the change we made last year when we set up the statewide voter registration file. And we really moved from a process of voter registration records being kept as lists to being kept as computer files. And so throughout this bill, you're going to see just a lot of terminology change, changing the terminology from list to file, where it is appropriate in relating to our voter registration records. There's a few other changes that are included in here. Some updating of language in the various statutes. Section 4, specifically giving the Board of Elections the authority to promulgate rules dealing with recounts. Section 13, you're going to see an entire section that's deleted. That's a section that applied for a specific four-year period and is no longer needed, so we're removing that. And in section 18 is maybe the other one I'd like to point out. Section 18 deals with absentee balloting applications. On line 21, current statute says on that absentee ballot application, you've got to put down what your voting precinct is. How many of you know what your voting precinct is? And the general public is even less aware of what that is. And so basically now with the computers, the auditors don't need to have that on the application, so we're going to take that off and make the application just a little simpler. And I think that's basically a summary. Most of the changes included in this are changing list to file. Thank you.
Further proponents on House Bill 1008. Further proponents. Seeing none, we will take opponents. Opponents to House Bill 1008. Seeing none, we will close to committee questions. Representative Mitchell.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. I have a question for Mr. Nelson. So that he doesn't get too used to that chair over on the side. This is in Section 4, regarding the State Board of Elections shall promulgate rules. And the new section in there is adding rules for recounts.
Yes.
Okay, and further on as we go, it covered a lot of the specifics. So I was just curious, just if you could give me an example of a rule that may need to be promulgated by this Board of Elections.
Okay, that's a good question. That's a good question. The Board of Elections currently has a whole section of rules on recounts that we have promulgated under Section 4 of 1219 under the uniformity of election procedures. The types of things that are in that are the forms for requesting recounts, the forms for disputed ballots when the recount board is doing their job, the form they use to formally report their results from that recount. There are some procedural things that are in those rules. It can be debated whether or not we even needed to add this because, like I said, we're already doing this under sub 4 here. But because of the focus on recounts and the importance of that, I want to just spell that out there so that everybody knows State Board of Elections is looking at that issue and has got some rules in that area.
Thank you. Thank you.
Additional questions?
Thank you.
You bet. Hearing none, we will close to committee discussion and or action. Chair would recognize Representative Hunhoff.
Madam Chair, I move approval of House Bill 1008.
Representative Hunhoff moves do pass on House Bill 1008. Is there a second? It's been seconded by Representative Klocek. Discussion on that do pass amendment. Hearing none, all those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary will call the roll.
Gillespie.
Aye.
Hanson.
Aye.
Morgan.
Aye.
Colbeck.
Aye.
Hunhoff.
Aye.
Klocek.
Aye.
Aye.
Marshall.
Aye.
Roden.
Aye.
Tigstad.
Aye.
Slaughter.
Aye.
Denny's.
Aye.
Jennifer.
Aye. House Bill 1008 goes to the floor with a unanimous vote.
Madam Chair, consent.
Representative Lentz moves consent. Representative Klochek seconds that. Representative Henney's discussion on that.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'm a little concerned. I think these are all good bills, Chris. I haven't any doubt about your integrity on these. But I think if we put them on a consent calendar, people on the floor are going to look at these and say there's a lot of changes, and we need to somebody explain them. So I would I'm going to vote no on the consent on the next two, just to cover that.
Fine, then the consent will not be granted. We'll put it on the floor, and I'll